the grant was so large they could have transformed UNC's small communication department. Could have.
We couldn't get off the ground without the grant. We can't get off. I mean, obviously, the building's empty. You see what's going on here. We're at zero.
Corey Dauber is on the UNC team that won the grant from the Countering Violent Extremism program. The communication professor and expert on jihadist propaganda is standing in an empty studio. Her team had expected to fill it months ago with students hired to develop videos and other approaches to undermine things like ISIS recruiting on social media. But the Department of Homeland Security never sent the money.
They said, it's coming. And then they said, well, like a month. I mean, so early on there were these suggestions that gears were turning. And then they kind of went radio silent.
In an emailed statement, a DHS spokesman wrote that it's unclear whether the money will be released and declined to say why it hasn't been. That reticence is one more twist in the complicated history of the grant program, which has a variety of critics. Even under Obama, it was viewed with suspicion by many Muslims. A Muslim student group at UNC started an online petition demanding that the university renounce the grant, something that four grant recipients have already done. Meanwhile, the Trump administration has proposed eliminating the whole program for other reasons. Congress, though, approved it, and Representative Mark Walker, a Greensboro Republican, has formally asked DHS why the money hasn't been paid. His legislative director is Ryan Walker.
We've seen in these terrorist attacks, both at home and abroad, individuals becoming radicalized, either through personal contacts with friends or family, or online. Through social media. So I think our view is that we should at least look into it and see if we can dive into how they do that and how they're effective at doing that.
Walker said one possible explanation for the holdup is that many key federal jobs haven't been filled since the new administration took office, and that's slowed grants at some agencies. But it's also clear the new administration isn't enthusiastic about the program. A Reuters report shortly after Trump took office said that DHS officials were thinking about retooling it so that it drops efforts against white supremacists and focuses solely on Islamic extremism. And in its recent budget proposal, the administration said it wants to shift the funding to law enforcement and other agencies. One grant winner said that would be a bad idea.
It's not something that should be cut and slashed.
Tony McAleer is co-founder of Life After Hate, a Chicago-based organization that helps people leave right-wing extremist groups.
Since I started doing this work in 2011, I heard from the law enforcement perspective, from the FBI, from the DHS, saying, we can't arrest our way out of this problem. It has to be a multi-pronged approach, and we have to do it in a partnership with the communities in which this stuff is happening.
His group had planned to use a sophisticated algorithm to identify people who were becoming radicalized by far-right and jihadist groups, then contact them and try to reverse the process. Now, it's unclear whether it will be able to do that. Meanwhile, back at UNC, students who were ready to start the project have left for the summer or graduated, as their professors continue to seek answers on why the federal money hasn't arrived. Jay Price, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.